Joe Biden silent about leftist violence in speech defending democracy. By Charlie Spiering on November 3, 2022. President Joe Biden on Wednesday condemned Republicans for contributing to political violence during a speech outlining the threats to American democracy. "We must, with an overwhelming voice, stand against political violence and voter intimidation. Period," Biden said during his speech at Union Station in Washington, D.C. "Stand up and speak against it." But while Biden specifically mentioned the attack on Paul Pelosi, the January 6 riots on Capitol Hill, and harassment of public voting officials, he did not outline examples of political violence from leftists. A man tried to stab the Republican candidate for governor of New York, Representative Lee Zeldin, in July. A woman allegedly bit an attendee at a rally for Republican Tudor Dixon in Detroit in October. A Marco Rubio volunteer canvassing for the campaign in October was viciously beaten by four individuals who allegedly told him that Republicans were not allowed in their neighborhood. Biden also did not mention the armed man who was arrested outside Brett Kavanaugh's home in June plotting to kill the Supreme Court justice in his dismissal of violent Republicans. Instead, Biden focused on extreme MAGA violence against Democrats and other Republicans. "We must, with one overwhelming unified voice, speak as a country and say there's no place. No place for voter intimidation or political violence in America," he said. "Whether it's directed at Democrats or Republicans. No place, period. No place ever." Biden's appeal to Americans repeatedly warned that those who voted Republican were putting American democracy at risk. "There's an alarming rise in the number of our people in this country condoning political violence. Or simply remaining silent, because silence is complicity," he said.